stripping off hindrances. You are worried and bothered about many things. Luke 10, verse 41. Therefore, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Scripture is the unique authority in prophecy, in science, in living and in dying. Scripture is the only directive that we should adopt to live our lives. Scripture is the one plumb line that we should use to develop doctrine. But beware, lest the study of Scripture divert you from the subject of Scripture. Jesus said to those that rejected him, "You search the Scriptures because you believe they give you eternal life, but the Scriptures point to me." In John 5, 39. All Scripture points to the Lord Jesus Christ. Science, prophecy, life and death must all have Christ as the one unique focal point. Scripture tells us how to live, how to die, how to overcome, how to be faithful. Adopt any other strategy or mix in your own opinions, and you develop a different doctrine. Martha was bothered and worried and troubled about many things. But in her bothering and in her busyness, she missed the vital presence of God. We are all like Martha, bothered, worried and troubled about many things. And like her, all our botherings become hindrances in our relationship with Jesus. But Scripture tells us how to live our lives victoriously and wisely. We are first and foremost to lay aside every hindrance to discipleship. We are to put away everything that diverts us away from our life calling. And the life into which we are called is to know God and to know Christ. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Now, this doesn't mean we are only to lay aside things we are not bothered about. It means that we are to lay aside the things in our lives that do bother us. We are to examine our lives and recognize the things that are hindering our calling. We are to strip off all those hindrances, all that bothers, all that weighs us down. We are to pare away everything that diverts us away from knowing Jesus. This is a positive action that we are to undertake. It will not simply happen. This is a decision of the will. It is a resolution we need to make in our minds. God will not force his mind, his thought, or his will on an unwilling servant. And yet we are exhorted to let the mind of Christ dwell in us richly. This will not simply happen, but it is a decision of the will as we walk in spirit and truth. We need to pray, "Thy will, not mine, be done." But that prayer is a choice you will make, or a choice you will spurn. Some weights are certainly sinful, but by no means are all weights sinful. Some weights wear us down unnoticed and are like shackles on the feet of a slave. Some weights we are conscious about and need to deliberately set them aside. Other things are unconscious weights, which may have built up over many years. Such unconscious weights can become a way of life. Such unconscious hindrances can weigh us down. The carnal mind often cries out for rest, recreation, security, not recognizing these may all be shackles, hindrances, things to be laid aside. Time can also be a big hindrance, to which we all so stubbornly cling, time is often filled with all things that bother us so much. But remember what Jesus said. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and bothered about many things. The believer is exhorted to lay aside all that makes us anxious or bothered. For Scripture indicates that the faithful servant must lay aside every weight. Cast all your weights, all your burdens upon me. Oh, we need to scrutinize our lives to uncover the things that bother us. We all need to lay aside everything that hinders our spiritual progress. We need to ask Jesus to show us the encumbrances in our own lives and tell him that with his guidance, we are willing to lay them all at his feet.